Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this week it's going to be all about shonen anime. And shonen is one of the biggest categories for anime and it's one of the most popular, but it's the most popular for a reason. And in this episode, I kind of want to dive into what shonen is, what kind of defines it, and what are the biggest anime that you need to check out in shonen if you haven't already. There's a lot of different kind of categories and genres of anime, and sometimes it can be really daunting to work out which ones you need to be watching or which ones kind of suit your overall vibe, and many of these for me sit in the shonen category. So in this episode, let's dive into what shonen is, what kind of defines it, and the best ones or most popular ones that you should really be checking out if you haven't already. But before we dive in, please do remember to leave a like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and follow the show if you're listening on the audio-only versions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever else you're listening to this podcast. It really does support the show, and they're free to do, and it takes literal seconds, so please do help support the show. I really is appreciated. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime, discover and love. So this week's bucket list update is a little bit less, but I feel like I've found a new favourite anime. And this week I started a new one on the list, which is The Seven Deadly Sins. And The Seven Deadly Sins is on Netflix, and there's 5 seasons and a couple of movies. And this one is one that I've known about for a long time, and it fits that kind of mystical, old school, old world kind of vibe. And I really love that vibe, so I was actually really excited to dive into this one, and I've been hooked. I watched it for 2 days, and I've got 4 episodes left, so I'm very close to finishing season 1. I think what I'll do with the seasons of anime, there's a lot of on the poster that are seasons, not movies. I think what I'll do is, as long as I watch the first season, I might scratch it off the list, but if it's one that I'm not going to enjoy, I won't carry it on. I think that feels like a little bit of a half win. It doesn't feel quite right. But I've had one or two on the bucket list I've not enjoyed, and I've been really happy when they've ended. So I think as long as I watch the first season of the anime that's on the list, I'll scratch it off, and then I'll kind of mention to you guys if I'm going to carry it on. So Seven Deadly Sins, I'm nearly finished season 1, and I will definitely be carrying on to all 5 seasons. I have really enjoyed it, and I don't want to kind of watch them just to marathon them. I feel like because of some series being really long, like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, I don't want to watch them just for the sake of watching them and kind of watching them for the sake of just ticking them off. I want to enjoy them as well. This is my hobby. This is my kind of favorite pastime, and I'm obsessed with it for a reason, but I don't want to watch it just to scratch it off for the poster, just for the challenge. So I think as long as I've watched the first season, I'll scratch it off and I'll continue the ones that I really want to continue. But honestly, this was a awesome anime to check out. I'm super happy I dived into this one. It's super, again, the characters are super kind of weird and wonderful and funny. So I'm really glad I dived into this one. And I wish I'd dived into it sooner. But yeah, an awesome anime. And this week, I finally finished Naruto, the original series. So I finally hit that milestone. So super happy to have finally finished that one off. Feels like it took a long time, and I think it has, to be fair, but I'm super happy I finished that one. Loved it. There was a lot of filler episodes in the back end of the original series, but I kind of loved it for that. I kind of loved the little side quests of going to the different lands and kind of doing these one-shot kind of, they're either one episode or 3 episodes or 4 episodes, long kind of quests. And I'm a massive fan of these little side quests and seeing the different parts of the world, of their world, and kind of enjoying the world with them and doing little quests. I love the 2 kind of ghosty, spooky ones with like the castle and the kind of samurai, the ghost samurai. That was really, really cool. I loved those ones. They were really interesting. It's like nearly spooky season, so I'm itching to get super spooky. So I've got some great content lined up for that one for spooky season. But a little bit of movement, one completion, and a nearly a second completion of a new anime. So I need to scratch that one off. But so far, some great anime. I've loved all the anime this week. So really, really great. So let's dive into the episode properly now that we've had our bucket list update. So let's dive into the kind of what is shonen and the definition. So shonen anime and manga is intended primarily for boys, actually. So this one, I feel the genre itself, its definition kind of feels a little bit outdated from this kind of perspective. But generally, manga is gendered and falls into two broad categories. So the first one is shonen, which is today's episode, and shoujo. Shonen refers to manga for boys, typically around age 12 to 18, and shoujo refers to manga for young girls, which kind of has titles such as Sailor Moon, Cardcaptor Sakura, those kind of vibes. And both of those I absolutely love. So I feel like the characterization or the kind of genderization of the anime and the manga is a little bit odd. It's kind of bizarre, but it's kind of how it's just produced and categorized in Japan, I guess. So it feels a little bit bizarre and a little bit outdated, I'm not gonna lie, but that's the kind of gist of how what makes a anime shonen and what makes one shoujo. We won't cover shoujo in this episode. This one's purely shonen, but if you do want a shoujo episode, please do let me know. But shonen anime does have some really key characteristics for its protagonist. And if you've watched shonen before, if you kind of just want the recommendations for this week, do skip on ahead because they are coming up. But shonen protagonists do have a really kind of clear-cut characteristics that kind of define them as a classic shonen protagonist. So often characterized with a short temper, or they're really cool, or they're mischievous and rebellious. Serious, they could be cynical. A lot of them seem to be clumsy or infallible, and someone that kind of appears to be a good for nothing and kind of has a hidden ability or an ability that's kind of awakened in their own journey as they progress through the storyline. And a lot of those in that one sentence I've just said defines a lot of the characters I'm about to mention in their shows. And these are your typical kind of traits for the protagonist. Not every single anime character that fits that is in a shonen anime, but these are, if you watch a shonen anime, and hopefully you do after listening to some of the recommendations, these are the typical traits, and you'll see them quite a lot. You'll see them easily. One that I do say that isn't on this list is actually they eat a lot. One of the ones that I've noticed a lot of the time is that they're always food orientated, which is interesting, and I feel like I can relate to that a lot. I'm quite food orientated sometimes, so I feel like I can get on with that kind of vibe. But let's dive into the top or most popular or best rated, most loved shonen anime for this week. Well, not for this week, just forever since they came out. These are the favourite shonen anime, and let's dive in. There's quite a lot to rattle off. I won't rattle off all of them, because the episode will run on for weeks. But let's go into some of my favourites, and ones that maybe I need to check out that I know that the community love. So one anime that fits the description of having that main protagonist that's got a hidden, not particularly a hidden ability, but doesn't fit in their world, doesn't quite fit with the people around them, is Black Clover and the main character of Asta. And Black Clover was an anime that it's not one of my favourite ones, but it's definitely one that I enjoyed watching and was super upset when they didn't kind of carry on the anime. It kind of stopped so abruptly, and I believe now it's getting picked back up, or has been picked back up, but I haven't jumped back into it as of yet. But this one is super, super popular. The manga continues to go from strength to strength, really. And the newest movie is actually on Netflix. So it has been picked back up in a sort of sense. This one is your kind of traditional shonen trope to anchor its story about two orphans. And they are intent on achieving the same goal, which is to be the Wizard King. And without giving too much away, this one is a really fun one. This one has your classic battles and kind of magic system that we sometimes see shonen as well. I feel like the shonen trope, the shonen kind of vibe genre, is perfectly suited for that magical coming-of-age story like Black Clover. And it has those twists and turns, the kind of fun and really dynamic characters that are often comical as well as have those touching moments as well. Black Clover is one of those ones where the character helps to, you kind of grow alongside them. I guess that's really cheesy sounding, but I feel like Asta's determination and pure resilience is something we can all take a leaf out of his book for. It's a really inspiring kind of story from Asta's point of view. And the world around it's really, really interesting. There are some great characters. I love Veronica in this series, the kind of witch that has the kind of purplish outfit. I loved her. She was super, super cool. And the Black Bulls kind of squad is such a mishmash of weird and wonderful characters. So definitely do check this one out if you want a coming of age story that is super inspiring about determination, resilience, and a mishmash of personalities and characters. Another one that you may struggle to actually find if you're watching this in America, unless you can find it on some kind of like streaming site online, is Assassination Classroom. And there are some anime that I always forget technically fit the shonen genre, and Assassination Classroom is one of them. So this one is all about an alien-esque creature or an alien creature that comes down to Earth and has an attempt to essentially destroy the planet and destroy the moon, I believe, and completely kind of becomes this teacher, this sensei of this group of kids, and these group of kids have to, well, they're more like teenagers, these teenagers have to eliminate and unalive the teacher, and it is so funny. And this is one where you have more of a comedy element, but a lot of action as well, but unexpected action. It is so, so fun. And I love how he try and kind of teaches the kids alongside them. And he kind of teaches them how to try and unalive him better and more efficiently. And they kind of learn along the way. It's really, really bizarre. But this is one of my favorite anime. And I really, really want a new season from this one. This is one that is super off the wall. It's super bizarre. And I love it because of that. Do check this one out if you want more of a kind of weird and wonderful, slightly sci-fi school storyline that's nothing typical. So we can't do an episode about shonen anime without talking about Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan is the t-shirt I'm wearing right now, and Attack on Titan is one of the most loved and has become a modern classic from the anime kind of community and vibe. Like, since it came out, it is so, so popular, and it is an awesome anime. It is on my list to rewatch because we had so many breaks between the seasons. I kind of really want to rewatch it from start to finish, but my God, do check this one out. This is a top recommendation. It is so different and dark for a shonen anime. Shonen anime seems to have more of a comedy element and don't seem to be too dark, but Attack on Titan kind of takes that and kind of throws that away. It is so interesting and intricate, and the storyline on this is just superb. It's so interesting. I can't say too much about this without giving it away, but I'm sure you've heard of Attack on Titan. If you haven't watched it, pause this video, or maybe finish watching it. It probably does me good, but do pause it and do start watching it. It's quite beefy to get into. It's quite a lot of seasons, but honestly, it is so worth it. The main protagonist kind of does a 360 on us, and your whole perspective of the shonen protagonist completely flips, and it kind of feels like we have multiple protagonists in this series because of how the storyline kind of leads us in and out of the story and the curveballs in there. It is so, so interesting. But this one is all about, if you don't know, this one is all about the Titans, and they're like huge, gigantic humans that kind of do nothing but hunt and kill people, animals around them. And the how can I say it without giving too much away? There's societies trying to get rid of them or hide from them or kind of survive alongside them. And everything breaks loose. I can't say much more. It's really hard to speak about this one without giving too much away. But honestly, Attack on Titan, do check it out if you haven't already. If you already have, let's move on. Now, this episode would be, I can't do an episode without speaking about two of my favourites and one that I've recently dived into, so Naruto and One Piece. Naruto, I've recently re-dived into. I've just finished the first season of Naruto, and honestly, I've loved re-diving into this one. This one is one of the ones that a lot of people say is their gateway anime, or it's the first one that got them into anime, the first one that they can remember really checking out and loving when they were younger, or when they first started the hobby of anime. And it's this traditional kind of old school Japan ninja vibe with mystical chakra kind of elements thrown in there, and your classic shonen battles of good versus evil versus the world around them, I guess, and a coming of age story specifically for Naruto Uzumaki. It is awesome. It is so, so cool. If you want a really traditional or classic shonen vibe for an anime, this is definitely should be on the list, and it's definitely one that you should check out. I'm yet to start Shippuden. When I first started watching Naruto when I was much younger, I don't think I ever started Shippuden. I don't think I ever did, because I definitely can't even remember the end of Naruto when I rewatched it recently. So I don't think I started Shippuden, but do check this out. There's 220 episodes in the first season, the original series of Naruto, and there's 500 in Shippuden. So this one is a lot beefier. It's a lot larger. One thing I will say about Naruto is there's a lot of filler in the first season, but I kind of loved it for that. I'm a big fan of those. This stands for One Piece as well. I am a big fan of those kind of episodes where we see them kind of go about a one-shot mission and they come home and they kind of just go about what they're doing. I love those episodes because it's kind of, it gives us a little bit of respite from the rest of the story and the high-octane kind of energy and impacts that the main storyline is giving us. This one did have a lot, but I really, really loved them. I loved the kind of ghosty story ones. Those were my favourite ones. There was two of those, which I absolutely adored. I'm a massive kind of spooky kind of vibe kind of person, so I love things like that. So those really stood out. But if you want, in fact, I think you need to check this one out just because it is so iconic and it is so, so loved. And it's loved for a reason. And this year, I believe it's celebrating its 25th anniversary. So this could be a great chance to watch this one and do catch up. Later on this year, there is still the rumour of 3 or 4 new Naruto episodes coming our way. So I'm really, really excited. I really want to watch and finish Shippuden before those episodes release. So this could be your perfect chance to dive into Naruto before those episodes come out this winter. And the next one, I rarely do an episode where I don't talk about One Piece, so I won't make this one too long. This is one of the most daunting shonen anime because of how large it is. It's been going on for 25 years, and it's never stopped airing, really, at all. Give a break a week or two here or there. It is absolutely iconic, and it's one of my absolute favourite anime. It is so wild and crazy and free, and Luffy is our main protagonist who eats the devil fruit and wants to be king of the pirates and goes on this wild adventure to build his crew and travel the world and find the treasure only known as the One Piece. It is honestly one of the best anime I've ever watched, and I think it can be really daunting because it's so large, but because you get trapped in it so early. One of the ones I will say is that with Naruto and with One Piece, because they started in the 90s, early 2000s, they do have that like smaller screen size and they are a little bit differently animated. And that can be a little bit jarring because of how glossy animation is today. We only have to look at Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan to see these differences, but they do catch up and it gives a special different quality to those anime. And I think we can't judge it for that. It was amazing for its time and we can't judge it again now. There is a One Piece remake being done by Wit Studios as well. We keep seeing little teasers of that kind of dropped in, and it looks glorious. It looks really, really cool. So I think if you're wanting to jump on that bandwagon for One Piece, you want to join the kind of community for One Piece by watching it, maybe you could either start from the original series from the beginning, or even actually dive into the new One Piece remake by Wit Studios. So you've got two options for One Piece, but this would be my top recommendation purely because I'm a huge One Piece fan. I am one of those. I am an anime fan that will constantly tell you to watch One Piece because it is honestly, it's such an intricate story. All the islands that they visit interlink with one another in the most unexpected ways, and the characters have such deep and sometimes very emotional backstories. And yes, this is the first anime where I've properly cried because of one event for an inanimate object. It is that intense sometimes. It is honestly the best anime I think you'll ever watch, as long as you kind of allow it to be as free as it is. It is wild and it is crazy, and that's part of the charm of One Piece. One of the newer entries on this list is Kaiju number 8 for a shonen anime, and Kaiju number 8 is one that I absolutely adored. The first season of this was absolutely fire. It was so, so good. It was so well done. And this season left me absolutely craving more. I needed more from this anime, and it's coming soon. We've already had it confirmed, and there's a game coming up soon as well. I've done an episode where I talked about that, so do check that out as well. But Kaiju number 8 is all about a guy, I forgot his name, but he is part of the cleanup crew for the team that defeats the Kaiju, and he wants to join to be on the defense force. And he kind of trains, and without getting too much of a spoiler, he kind of somehow gains the ability to turn into a Kaiju and back again. So it kind of goes around this little storyline of him becoming a Kaiju but still trying to keep it hidden and go about his goal of becoming part of the defense force and kind of becoming the leader. But honestly, this is one of the more darker versions of shonen because of the kind of monster vibe and the kind of slightly, not particularly gory, but particularly the kind of the blood and that kind of vibe. It's a little bit darker, and I love a darker anime, so this one suits me down to the ground. The opening for this is amazing. This is one of those ones where I've never skipped the opening for Kaiju number 8 because the song and the animation is so good. The OP is so good. Definitely do check this one out. If you're kind of unsure about the monster vibe, I was at the beginning, I was unsure about the Kaiju kind of big monsters kind of idea, but honestly, it grabbed me from like a minute in. It was honestly, this is a fire anime, so do check this one out. It's new, and it's only got about 24 episodes in the season, I believe, the first one. So this is a, you could do this in a day or two very easily. And trust me, once you've started, you'll want to kind of binge this one. I watched this week to week when it came out, and honestly, it was painful waiting for each week for this one. I really needed this one quicker, but do check this one out. This is a awesome anime that's a little bit darker for the shonen genre. So moving on to another darker vibe, it's Chainsaw Man. And Chainsaw Man is part of the dark trio shonen, which is Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Hell's Paradise. And those three are known to be darker and kind of are the darker, more gritty vibe of shonen genre. And they're ones that have become three of my favourites. And I'm still waiting for a Hell's Paradise Season 2 announcement. I don't know why they haven't yet. It's been so long, and I really, really need a new season of this. But honestly, do check out Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man had a little bit of a mixed reaction. A lot of people wanted a new director for the series, but I honestly loved it. It was so cinematic. It was done so well, and the whole storyline was so impressive. It was so well done, and it's a little bit darker. It's a little bit more, it's like potentially gory. It is a little bit gory, and it works in this context. It's full of demons. It's full of that kind of demonic vibe, and this kind of Denji, the main character, protagonist for this one, Denji, can morph into this demon himself that has chainsaws coming out of his body. It is so interesting and so dark, so gritty, and super cinematic. This is the one that I think has the best animation throughout all of these, alongside Kaiju number 8. But wow, do you have to check out Chainsaw Man. Again, it's only about 24 episodes, I believe, if that, in the first season. So, only short. I don't even think it's got 24 episodes, if I'm honest. It may be shorter than that. But do check it out if you want that darker, demonic kind of vibe for your shonen anime. And yeah, this is the one that I think is one of my favourite ones. And yet again, I'm still waiting for a Chainsaw Man season 2. A shonen anime that I really need to re-dive into because I fell off of it and I regret that massively is Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone is so interesting. It's a shonen anime all about our protagonist, Dr. Stone, which is, first name is Senku, I think. Senku kind of reawakens after being, after the world, for whatever reason, somehow everyone turns to stone. And kind of civilization and the human race kind of has to start again. And it's this scientific rediscovery of the world as we knew it before this event kind of happened. And it is so fascinating. I love this one because of how different it is. It's a completely different storyline. It's different to what we're used to. It's not quite demonic. It's not dark, really. It's a really interesting take on a storyline. And I've not seen an anime that kind of even touches this yet. It's super interesting. The kind of rediscovery of materials, of technology, but in different ways than what we did this time. And using the more natural methods or natural tools around them to be able to do this stuff again. It's super, super fascinating. This one interests me more a lot from, yes, the storyline, but it interests me on the discoveries and the science in the episodes as well. It was super fascinating. It's a really nerdy one. If you're into like science or maybe you're studying science, do check this one out. This would be great for you guys. But this one is one that I really, really, really need to check out. I think I got into season 2 or 3, I think. 3 maybe a push. I think I got into season 2. And for whatever reason, I must have picked up another anime because I always do that and forgot about Dr. Stone, unfortunately. But do definitely check this one out. It is so, so interesting to see how it's kind of, how civilization's having to restart again and the kind of tribal kind of, how history is kind of restarting again. It's so, so interesting. Do check this one out. So this episode has been filled with kind of recommendations of classic and most popular shonen anime. And I've barely even touched the surface. And I know I'll get a few comments that I haven't mentioned Jujutsu Kaisen yet. But there are so many to check out and so many to review and kind of mention. So other ones are Jujutsu Kaisen, Death Note, Hunter x Hunter, which I'm yet to watch. It is on my bucket list, so I do need to check that one out. There's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is the same. I need to check that one out as well. There are ones such as Yu Yu Hakusho Ghost Files, Fire Family. Do check that one out. That one's one of my favourite ones. It's quite different. It's quite more of a chilled vibe for a shonen, which is quite nice. It's quite a nice kind of respite from the others. And Dragon Ball Z as well. It's one I do need to check out, but I'm a little bit nervous to check that one out. It doesn't feel like my kind of vibe, but I've said that many times before and I've been completely proven wrong. So you never know. But there are so many to check out. Demon Slayer is one of my lists. I've got plenty of Funko Pops behind me if you're watching on YouTube. And honestly, I can't recommend them all, but I will. And I need to check out more. Shonen anime is my favourite type of anime. And I think every single Funko Pop on the wall behind me, if you're watching this on YouTube, is from a shonen anime. And I love the storylines. The protagonists are always the best ones for me. They kind of feel slightly awkward. They've all got a kind of a growth story with them. And I love the overall kind of battles and fights. And it's just awesome. I think this is the best genre for anime, and I think next time we'll dive into shoujo and dive into those because I loved some of the shoujo anime I watched as a kid as well. So definitely need to check out that one as well. There's some iconic series in there. If I haven't named your favorite one this episode for shounen anime, do leave a review or leave a comment down on the YouTube video and let me know which ones are your favorite shounen anime if I haven't mentioned it already, or tell me why, which one's your favorite protagonist and why. They're so lovable and there's plenty of reasons to love them and or hate them really in some cases. But thank you so much for checking out this episode with me. It's been an episode that I've tried to kind of fit as much as I can in and I don't think I've fit everything in. So maybe I'll do a part 2 of other shonen animes to just check out. Maybe that's a good vibe as well because there's so, so many. Thank you so much for joining me. Please do like, subscribe, follow the show, all that good stuff. Find me on social media. And down in the show notes, you'll find links to my Etsy shop, Thoughtful, and more, and a free trial to Crunchyroll as well, the world's largest streaming platform where you'll find all of these anime. So thank you so much and enjoy your week of anime viewing, whatever you choose to watch. Thank you guys. Bye bye. Thank you.